When I first came to camp yesterday, on our desk was a list of all the guests that were going to be here. And I saw about those four and those three, and I looked at the time that they came and the time that they were going to leave. They came yesterday and they were going to leave today. And I thought maybe it's a typographical error. They're only staying for one day, Saturday and Sunday, 2 days. But they have their reasons. I mean, they have the reasons for having to leave. But I remembered when I was young, and that's many, many years ago, at least 60 years ago, I was still single. I was working in an office, and I had signed up to come to camp for 2 weeks later on in the season, in August. But there was a group of us young ladies who wanted to come to camp just for the weekend. I mean, that's all that we could do because we were working. And so we arranged to come for a weekend. And I found out that I got more, believe it or not, I got more spiritually in Saturday and Sunday's meetings than I got when I came for the 2 weeks. Now, how is that possible? You're here for 2 days, four meetings, Saturday and Sunday, and yet I felt, and looking back, I got more than when I came for 2 weeks. Can you think why? You can't? I knew I only had 2 days, right? And so I applied myself. I prayed, I studied, I read my Bible, I came to this prayer room and prayed. But when I came for 2 weeks, I thought, I'll read a good book tomorrow, or I'll go to the prayer room maybe Wednesday, and I'll do some studying maybe on Friday. And you know, you push things off, you know? You want to go rowing, you want to go swimming, you want to play ping pong, right? Yes? Or am I different than you? Or are you like me? Yeah. And I got more in those 2 days, spiritually, than I did in 2 weeks, because I put things off. The real good things. And you know, in those days, to come here for a weekend, there was no thruway. There was no northway. How did the bus come? We didn't have cars.
Route 9.
The bus started midnight. We took the midnight bus Saturday night. We arrived here Sunday morning at 8 o'clock because it made a stop in every little town all the way up. Took us 8 hours to get here. And then at night, Sunday night, we left after the meeting, and we got home about 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, and then went to work. Did it pay? When I look back, I said, it paid. It paid, just those 2 days. And so, even if you're only here for 2 days, that's all right. But make the most of those 2 days. And if you're here for 2 weeks, don't be like we were. All right, put things off. Take advantage of every day that you have. And it paid off. In my life, I got God's call over my life right here in Pilgrim Camp when I was 23 years old. And so that's why I love young people. So you have to excuse me if I get up once in a while, all right, and talk about when I was young. All right, you excuse me? Because I know what it is to be young. I know. Young and foolish sometimes, right? Okay, now you who are leaving, I'd like everyone to read Psalm 121. Psalm 121. We call this the Traveler's Psalm. Do you think you need a word from the Lord to get home? Or are you just going to get in your cars and drive off? 70 miles an hour. Remember, the angels only go 65 miles an hour. Okay, let's read Psalm 121. And this psalm now is for those who are going to be traveling today. They're going to leave right after this meeting. All right, let's read it nice and loud, slowly. And this is especially for those who are leaving. Ready? I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Now, 7. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Isn't that good? The 7th and 8th. The Lord was preserved. How many times? He's preserving you from all evil. He'll preserve your soul. He'll preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And we'll see you again next year, the Lord willing.
The young people have a song for us. Maybe some of the older people as well.
Let's see. You guys can work.
Depths of the riches of